This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Much like Russell Wilson with the Browns and the Giants, they met, they talked. We don't know exactly what was said or what it was all about. Have kind of an idea, not a full idea. The place isn't bugged. No one has spilled the beans yet. But it was, thank you, Mike. It was hours worth of discussion with him, long conversation. But it ends with no signature on paper. And we'll wait to see what the other big insiders say about the quality of the interview, how much Rodgers was impressed, what he liked about it, maybe what he didn't, and how much closer he is now that he's met with Mike Tomlin and he's got a sense for what Mike Tomlin's plans are for him when he will make a decision. I think Donnie made a pretty clear distinction at the beginning of the show. And Donnie, if I'm putting words in your mouth incorrectly, just jump in and tell me to F off and correct me. But it sounds like you think, yes, like this could mean Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, but this doesn't mean the Steelers are on a timeline or timetable basis any closer to signing him. Yes, it's more likely to happen, but not more likely to happen in the next few days. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, once the Vikings made it clear that they were out of things, it did tell me that the Steelers' chances did go up. Because it does appear that he has three options: the Steelers, the Giants, or retirement. I guess you could throw a fourth option in there as another team. And that's where I actually think there is a greater chance than maybe even the Giants or retirement, because as a few of our guests brought up the other day, I thought it was very, very good points made by both Mike Florio and Aditi that what if Rodgers waits this out and waits this out beyond the draft, beyond OTAs, beyond minicamp, and we get into the summer, well into the summer, close to training camp, maybe even into the preseason, and a contender's quarterback goes down? He could be waiting for that team. Now, it's kind of risky on his end, too.
Might never happen.
But it also seems pretty clear that the Steelers and or the Giants may be willing to wait as well. I would say the Steelers more so, because the Giants are positioned to where that they can probably get a top quarterback at number three overall. They either roll the dice on Sanders, or they have Ward fall to them, or they trade up. But with the Steelers, they would either be making a risky move maybe at 21 if they go with a Jackson Dart. Otherwise, they're going to be making a pick of a quarterback in the middle rounds.
Unless there's another shoe to drop here, and there might be, but no one else has reported it. Unless Rodgers is going to meet with the Giants, this development today tells me that it's Steelers, Vikings eventually, or one of those teams that loses its quarterback, and the Steelers have definitely moved way ahead of the Giants. And it almost would feel like Rodgers isn't even considering the Giants anymore. if he doesn't like give them equal opportunity to impress him or show him that that's where he can play. And look, he was in New York, so he's aware, probably more aware of what was going on with the Giants just from playing in the same stadium as the Giants, but not getting to know Brian Daboll, the coach there, or the GM there well enough to make a decision based off of that. So, and look, I think the order of things is pretty relevant too. I mean, there's always the chance, you know, unless Roger, actually, let me rewind a little bit. There's always the chance that Rodgers is not a rash person and was not going to go into this today and sign no matter what. I mean, even if Mike Tomlin knocked his socks off and he came away thinking, yep, I want to play for the Steelers, no doubt about it. He also seems like a guy that's pretty patient and wants to make sure, without like any shadow of a doubt, I mean, not like belaboring it or stretching it out like Brett Favre used to do. But, you know, given his past behaviors, he might have gone into this thinking the entire time, I'll meet with the Steelers, I'll hear them out, but there's no way I'm going to sign. However, the fact that he decided to do Pittsburgh first before New York, I think it tips his hand into who he prefers or who he likes more. Because, you know, I'm guessing that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't come here and sign a few hours later, but there's always the chance when a free agent goes and meets with a team that he likes what he hears, and the team is so determined to make a deal that they make an offer that he can't say no to or that he can't refuse, or that things start to like progress and amp up, and before you know it, the agent's involved, and all right, you're here, let's get this done. You want it, we want it, let's make it happen. And you give the Steelers the first chance to do that and not the Giants. That's been rumor. That's been kind of, we've guessed at that. We've inferred that he would probably prefer the Steelers to the Giants. And I think the way he's handling his business right now, Aaron Rodgers, goes to show you that is, in case, what's going on.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.